once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, and we are grateful at all times for our salvation. We're grateful at all times for Jesus Christ, who is Lord, Lord of all, Lord over all, in us, flows through those that have opened themselves up to Him. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You know, the scriptures talk about how this whole thing is God's. You know, and that's something that people, you know, they in the world, they fail to realize, they fail to understand. People write deeds and contracts and do all kinds of things, and yet, in the middle of all of that, they don't realize that this whole thing belongs to our Heavenly Father. You know, God said, He's like, when people sometimes are wondering, you know, about what they could do for God and all of that, He said, look, the cattle on a thousand hills is mine. I mean, it's, He doesn't, so that's a lot of cattle. I mean, the thing is that this whole thing belongs to Him. And when people start losing sight of that, they start losing perspective. They start thinking that this world is theirs. They start thinking that they own something in this life. You can really get yourself into a bad situation. You know, likewise too, if you think that you're in a bad situation too, also remember that you're passing through this life. And this world is not your home. Therefore, because this world is not your home, make the most out of your time here. And understand the reason, the purpose, the experience of life that God would intend for you and I to have while we're here. You know, you can choose the experience that you want in this life. God has given us that free will choice. And so you can choose to spend your time in this life laboring and slaving for the world and the world system, always for something that's just a little bit far out of reach. You know, how many people are working for that gold pocket watch, that retirement? You know, oh yeah, everybody's working for that retirement. You know, retirement essentially to most people means that that's when they'll finally do what it is that they want to do. Because they hate what they're doing right now, right? And so they want to, you know, get to that place where they've got enough. And once they've got enough, then they can just sort of stop. Then they can just sort of actually go and do what they have a passion for. And you know, the fallacy of that is, you know, the scriptures talk about those that love money never have enough. And, you know, I've seen that. I've seen that those that have set their hearts and their affections on money and wealth and power never can seem to get enough. They're never satisfied. The eyes are never satisfied. They keep accumulating, accumulating, accumulating. And to what end? You know, when does it stop? When does somebody have enough? When does somebody reach their point of godly satisfaction? You know, in the world, that doesn't really happen. Because as people accelerate their lives, they also accelerate their lifestyles. They also accelerate their expectations. And so, you know, even if they make that $1 million, now they've also got a $1 million lifestyle they need to maintain. And they because they've grown accustomed to that, they can't go back to something that would be less. Because now they want that more. They've created an appetite for more. You know, that's one of the beauties of the gospel is too, is that one of the changes that God makes inside of your life and inside of your heart is that whether you have a lot or a little, God teaches you the secret of being content. You know, Paul talked about how he learned to be content in all situations. Whether he, you know, had a little bit or a lot, he had learned the secret of contentment. And that secret is also taught in experience. That secret is also taught by God stretching you, putting you through some things. And in those things that He puts you through, in something being learned inside of you. So, you know, that's why we need to accept with grateful hearts the experiences that God allows us to go through, because those are what shapes us. Those are what quickens us. Those are what makes something happen inside of us. You know, the external situations of life help to reveal an internal reality. They help to reveal an internal state of being that you have within you when you walk with Christ, but God refines that. You know, just like even, you know, with something that's as beautiful as a gem, you know, that is, it's formed in the heat and the pressure of the earth, and then it's dug out, and then it's cut, and then it's polished, and it goes through a whole series of processes before it's actually revealed for a masterpiece of what it is. And, you know, that's part of what God does with His people, is He'll take you and He'll allow you to go through things that will chip away at you and the false you, and reveal the real you that's also hidden in Him. You know, you want that real person who you are to shine forth. You want that real person of who you are to emerge. You want that which God has put in you to be released. You know, that is part of what the follower of Christ desires. It's part of what keeps us constantly, you know, if you are one of His, you want that to come out. You don't want that just to sit dormant and just work a job you hate, going to and fro. You want that which God has put in you to come out. You want it to be revealed for what it is. You want that impact that God would have you to make in this life to be realized. And you know, there's a desire people have for their lives to have some meaning, have some purpose. The thing is, when people try to find their meaning and purpose in the world, you're not going to find it there. The only thing you're going to find in the world is betrayal, hurt, disillusionment, momentary pleasure, but long-term disgust and dissatisfaction. You know, the world has nothing for you in the long run. And every promise that it can make is only for this short window of life. Every promise that people try to cash in on the world is just for here and now. And at the price of your eternal soul, at the price of your eternal state of being, which, you know, if you just stop and actually thought about it, that would actually seem and reveal, and you'd understand that it's pretty dumb. It's pretty dumb to exchange that which is eternal for that which is temporal. But people do. In fact, a lot of people do. But God would have you to not be one of them. He would have you to maintain and to realize that which is eternal in you, and to grow in that, and to turn your back on that which would seek to take you in another way. See, God wants you free. He wants you to know and to experience life. He wants you to have life and to have it more abundantly. That's what you were made for. You were designed for that. And life slips away from people in this world, in this life. It goes away from people quick. And many times they don't realize that it's going to go. You know, I mean, Scripture's talked about how appointed unto everyone is a time to die and then the judgment. You know, like, yes, it's true. You know, there's just a moment that people go. And after that, hey, you got to stand before a living God. Give an account of your life. And You know, there is not a single person on the face of this earth that would want to stand before a holy God and have to give an account of their life apart from being covered by the blood of Jesus. There's not a one of us. Because scriptures even tell us all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody's sinned. Everybody's messed up. Everybody has not made it. Everybody's missed the mark. But that's why we are so grateful for salvation. That's what Jesus did in us, is He gave us a way. He set us free. And in that freedom, we now walk with and in Him. In that freedom, we are set free. The freedom that we have in Christ Jesus sets us free, makes us free, allows us to live the abundant life that God intended for us. So you don't have to be bound. You don't have to live a substandard life. You know, this challenge that people face, though, while they're here, part of that challenge is overcoming the thinking of the world. Because, you know, you're surrounded by the thinking of the world. And you're indoctrinated into it. And it also, the world thought pattern is also designed to coincide with your fallen genetic coding in your flesh. So the world thinking pattern is also designed to go with the fallen nature that you have. And you can be, here's the thing, the good side is you can be set free from all of that, but it comes on God's terms, and it comes by His power, because nothing less than the power of God can set you free from that stuff. You got no way otherwise, because you don't have any strength in yourself to do that. Your strength as an individual human being apart from God is very limited, and it's surely not sufficient to overcome the world and the world system. Now, it takes the power of God flowing through you to enable you and quicken you to overcome. And God does that. He does that for those that trust Him. He does that for those that look to Him. He does that for those who are called by His name. Now, you and I, we face the challenge of this life and this world head on when Christ Jesus flows through us, because there is no fear in us. The perfect love of God has driven out all fear, and we embrace the direction that God has for us. And we know the one that provides for us. We know the one that heals us. We know the one that takes care of us. We know the one that makes a way for us. See, God intends that you and I would accomplish the purposes that He has for us in the earth. Because as we do that, there's a fulfillment of His divine plan in and through us. And there's an incredible adventure that we end up going on as a result of that. You know, you were designed for adventure. You were designed to wake up in the morning and be thrilled about life. Yes, you're going to go through challenges. Yes, you're going to face obstacles. Yes, that's all part of it. But you can do that and still have joy in your heart each and every day. Look forward to the challenges of each and every day. Make a difference in the lives of others each and every day. God intends that you would make a difference in the life of somebody else. God intends that your life would positively impact another person. You know, either you are making a positive impact on somebody else, or you're making a negative impact on somebody else. It's not neutral. I mean, your presence, even if you don't say anything, when the Spirit of God flows through you, your presence can even make somebody feel better. You can have a calming effect, even as God, His Spirit, gives peace. And because His Spirit flows through you, you can even have a calming effect on situations. You can just go into situations and people will be at peace because you're there. And it's not because of you, it's because of Christ in you, the hope of glory. So, you know, people either have a positive or negative effect on those that are around them. And when people are selfish and self-serving, oftentimes what you'll find is the result of that is a very, very negative vibe, aftertaste, repercussion on whatever situation that you're in, because they serve themselves, because they serve their flesh, because they serve their ego, because they serve something other than Christ. You know, when you serve Christ, that brings about peace. Now, I'm talking serving Christ for real. I'm not talking about those that do religion as a business, or those that are stuck and indoctrinated into ridiculous practices that have nothing to do with the living God. You know, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those that walk with Him, those that have a real relationship with Him. You know, His intention for you and for I is to walk in that real relationship that He has for us, and nothing less. And you don't have to walk in anything less. That's one of the beautiful things about the life that we live in right now, is you can experience the power and the presence of God right now. Right now, without reservation, without apprehension, you can know Him. And He already knows you. And the knowledge that He has of you, it can be the true you as well. It can be revealed to you by Him. You know, I've seen this for myself. There is a real person that God has made me to be, that God has made you to be. And part of an authentic life is becoming that real person, is not being shaped by whatever perceptions may be out there about you, but to actually be you and to be true to the person that God has made you to be. That's part of the beauty of life, is realizing that and then walking in that. You know, you were made and meant for something beautiful. You were made and meant for something incredible. And God has an intent, a mission for your life. You know, a chance to be a part of what He's doing in the earth. God intends for that. And the impact that the mission that your life would have is going to be incredible. You know, nothing less than the abundant life. You should settle for nothing less than the abundant life that Christ Jesus promised you. He said, I came that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. God wanted you to have an abundant life, and you should not settle for anything less. And when He speaks to your spirit, you just need to obey. When He beckons you, you should respond. When He offers you a choice, and you choose with all your heart, and then go forward with everything that you are, because every time God directs you, He's directing you into a way that brings life and freedom and the beautiful joy that comes from being a son and a daughter of the living God. You know, the world and all that's in it is going to pass away, but the truth of the living God will not pass away. Christ Jesus and the word that He's spoken continues to live on. And that word lives on in your heart, lives on in my heart, makes a difference, changes things, allows for the truth to continue to resonate within us, because He is the way, the truth, and the life. He didn't just speak the truth, He is the truth. And that truth is in you, because Christ is in you. That hope of glory. And in that hope, we bless you. We bless one another. And we know you bless us as well. And with that, hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Or drop us a note on our Facebook page, Just search for Faith Mix, one word, on Facebook, and you'll find us. Hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.